Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Legislation in China will shift gospel access. And on the flip side, in the United States, a spiritual spring is sweeping the nation. We're breaking it all down today as we explore how God is moving in challenging situations. First, China is banning foreign missionary activity in the country effective May 1st. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says the legislation isn't surprising, but it is discouraging. On the other hand,
it doesn't slam the door closed. It just makes it a whole lot more difficult to keep open. It's just there's more steps in the process. There's more scrutiny in the process.
The CCP continues to narrow down outsider influence over the Chinese people. Incoming regulations deal with foreigners only.
It doesn't talk about, you know, what a Chinese church can do in relationship to their Chinese neighbors.
Rather than an overt push to remove foreigners, Rovenstein sees this as a quieter side of closing doors resulting from anti-foreigner sentiment.
Restrictions are such that the result will be it's just too hard. There's no way to get past all of the things you'd have to go through.
Bibles for China has a strong relationship with the indigenous church. Because of this, the ban won't immediately impede their work. What will suffer is Americans' ability to visit, meet with pastors, and take an active role on the ground in China. So please pray for missionaries who are facing some new hurdles with this legislation. There's more at our website. Next, do you think of Easter as a victory day? The concept carries poignancy in countries like Ukraine, Israel, Russia, and others where the Slava Gospel Association serves. Eric Mock with SGA once met an older woman in Ukraine who had lost her family and home. Yet she wore a beautiful smile.
And I said, please tell me why you're smiling. And she says, because everything tragic that happened in my life led me to this place where I found the grace of God. And God has filled my heart with peace and joy, independent of my circumstances. And I know heaven is before me. Whatever happens to me, heaven is there.
That same hope in Jesus' resurrection is yours today if you know Christ.
Even as you watch the chaos in this world or even some of the chaos in our own country, to see Easter as a point of victory, a point of celebration, that our lives are not determined by our circumstances, both positive and negative, but it's the hope we have in Jesus Christ by his grace through faith.
This Easter, SGA is boosting missionary pastors who deliver aid to their neighbors in the name of Christ. It opens the way to invite people to church and hear the gospel. You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And spring is underway here in the United States, a season of new beginnings. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministries says,
where I live, I can tell that it's spring because, well, the pond is singing and the daffodils are blooming. I would say that on a spiritual basis, there seems to be a blooming of a spiritual spring. God is on the move and accelerating his work.
David Kinneman with the Barna Research Group recently presented the results of an extensive survey done for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
Over the last couple of years, they have noticed that there's a growing turn toward the spiritual for answers. It's not so much about church going and the institutional side, but there is a spiritual curiosity and openness growing.
This spiritual spring creates gospel opportunity for believers.
The number one thing people are looking for is peace. We've been through a huge recession, confusing political turmoil. There was a pandemic that turned everything upside down. The mental health statistics are frightening.
Do you know how to share your hope story? Resources from Hutchcraft Ministries can help. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We who know Christ have experienced the peace that comes from the one who speaks to a storm and says, peace be still.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.